This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White with KCBX News. Farms on the Central Coast are turning to a federal program to fill the growing gap in available field workers. But as KCBX reporter Giovanni Jimenez-Garcia explains, a recent lawsuit filed against a local grower exposes some of the complexities farmers and workers face when dealing with the program.
The U.S. government's Temporary Agricultural Workers Program, or H-2A, allows employers to bring foreign workers to the U.S. when there aren't enough local workers to meet demand. It's specifically meant for seasonal workers, and the law limits the maximum period of stay to 3 years. In late May, California Rural Legal Assistance, or CRLA, filed a lawsuit against a Central Coast agricultural employer on behalf of two H-2A workers. The lawsuit filed in Santa Barbara County Superior Court says Mixtepec Farming from Santa Maria violated several of the program's regulations.
This was essentially a small grower that was housing these particular employees in their home, but they participated in the H-2A program, and with that, you know, they're required to follow the rules of the H-2A program in order to get these additional workers that they claim that they need.
That's Corey Arellano, the directing attorney for CRLA in Santa Maria. She says the guest workers accuse Mixtepec Farming of charging them for fees such as housing and transportation, and also failing to pay them minimum wages and overtime as required by law. The most recent labor numbers show Santa Maria was the top city to use H-2A workers in California, according to federal numbers from 2014. The Employment Development Department says there were nearly 2,000 certified H-2A workers in Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties combined at last count.
There has been an uptick in issues that have come our way in terms of H-2A.
Ruben Rosales is the regional administrator for the U.S. Department of Labor, Wage and Hour Division, and says as the use of the program has grown, more cases like the one filed by CRLA have occurred.
The use of H-2A has increased, as you probably are aware. In the western region, more and more industries or crops are starting to use it. And so as a result, there's a corresponding need for enforcement, and we're starting to find issues.
The increase in claims of abuse within the H-2A program might not have a simple response. The program itself is quite complex, according to Rosales. That complexity is in part due to the hurdles employers must go through in order to successfully hire guest workers. The program has been around for years, but it wasn't until 2 years ago that the number of requests for H-2A workers increased significantly. Arellano says employers realize it's a valuable resource, but not all take into account that it also comes with costs, such as higher rate of pay and some living expenses. It's those farming operations that she's fighting against.
It's advantageous for those employers that want to take advantage of having the H-2A workers here, but without having to pay the additional costs.
Jacqueline Frederick is the lawyer representing Mixtepec Farming. She denies the allegations and says the program's rules and regulations make it difficult for employers, especially small farming operations like her client.
I do think that there is the potential for a lot of misunderstanding. Even when someone has the best of intentions, there may be some little technical issue.
Arellano agrees the law is complicated, but says employers should know what they are getting into. She plans to educate guest workers about their rights in an effort to protect them against future abuses. This is not CRLA's only lawsuit. They filed a similar suit involving other employers using H-2A workers. Giovanni Jimenez-Garcia, KCBX News.